Hey everyone, it's the 5th of October. Welcome to Pray Today. And today I want to talk to you about words that we use. And I know that some of you, your stomach already tightened up as soon as you heard that, because maybe you recognize that you've got a little work to do on the words you use. And sometimes we tend to use words that are colorful or negative or words that don't build others up. If you're looking for some growth in that area, I want to encourage you to check out the book of James in the Bible. It's towards the end of your Bible, James being the half-brother of Jesus. Half-brother, of course, because God was Jesus's father, and Mary was the shared mother between James and Jesus. The Bible actually tells us that Jesus had several siblings, but James wrote the book of James, and he writes so many things about the power of the words that we choose. I think we'll do a series on that sometime in the near future. But a couple verses that I want to point out to you, and the first one, I'll admit to you, it's pretty hard. It's James 1:26, and it says, "If you claim to be religious, but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself. Your religion is worthless." Wow, those are some strong words, maybe the strongest words that James says in the book of the Bible that he wrote. James 3:5 says this, "In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire." And as I think about that, a tiny spark, you look at the western United States and the massive wildfires that they had this past summer, and you think about how they start, and oftentimes it's with a discarded cigarette or a small campfire that wasn't fully put out before people moved on from it. A small spark can cause a great forest fire. And I think about gossip. Boy, isn't that true about gossip? I think about negative words. And when I use negative words, how much that is contagious and how much that spreads. And my negativity can affect others' negativity and vice versa. So I want you to think today about the words that you choose. And I'd just like to pray with you this morning about God reminding us through His Holy Spirit to use words that make Him look good. Let's pray. Father, forgive me when I don't control this really small thing that makes great speeches. Father, forgive me when my words are negative. Forgive me when my words contain gossip. Forgive me when my words just don't build others up. Forgive me, Lord, when my words are words that don't honor you. Lord, I understand that as we talked yesterday, part of my witness is the words that I choose. So I'm going to ask you today, I ask you, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that whenever I am tempted or begin to say words today and in the days ahead that don't glorify you, Father, would you help me just shove them down? Would you place that filter in my throat so that the words that come out of my mouth are words that are honoring to you? Father, thank you, and I know that words are important, and I know they have great power. Father, may my lips produce words of praise today, words of joy today, words of encouragement today, and words of blessing to others. In Jesus' name. Amen.